The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
A very good morning to you. This is the Ryan Tubridy Show with me, Maggie Doyle. It is Thursday, the 12th of December, 2019. Our text number, 51551. You can email ryan at rte.ie. I'm sitting in for Ryan today and tomorrow. Love to hear from you. Let me know what you're up to. Are you planning for Christmas? We'll have a little Christmas song for you in the programme, I promise. I am really feeling Christmassy now. It's hard not to, I think, especially if you're going into town or going anywhere, really. You know, restaurants, pubs, shops, it's just wall-to-wall Christmas. There's nothing we can do about it now. We've got to go for it. Lots happening in the papers today, which I'm going to get to in a minute. But first of all, I just want to mention something that I saw last night on the telly. Did you see it? The funeral director on RTE1 last night. It was just an incredibly moving TV programme and about David McGowan. If you don't know who he is, David McGowan is the incredibly charismatic funeral director up in Sligo, and you remember him from a couple of years ago when he tried to bring a plane along the Shannon estuary to have it in his glamping site in Sligo, and a Boeing jet it was, a decommissioned one. So you might remember him from that. What an incredible human being. And you know, funerals, I suppose, death of loved ones touches us all at some point in our lives. We do it very well as Irish people. And I say that having lived in England for a long time and knowing people who've had to go through funerals. And, you know, it's we just do it well. We do it well. We send people off, I think, in the best way possible. And this programme last night really showed, I suppose, just the other side of maybe what we don't see when it comes to what funeral directors do. And it was just incredibly moving, incredibly touching. It was actually one of those kind of TV moments where you're holding your breath. There was one particular section of the programme last night towards the end, and I was on the couch just clutching my chest, kind of going, oh my goodness, this is just, I didn't expect to see it, let's put it that way. And just the respect, I suppose, and the work that funeral directors do with the dead. It is unbelievably beautiful, moving, touching, quite emotional, and a lovely, lovely programme. So if you missed it last night, it was on RTE1 last night, you can catch it on the player, and please do, because it was just great. And David McGowan is... He's an unbelievable character, he really is. Let's get into the papers now, and I like this story in the Mail today. The headline is this: tapping the can won't stop a drink fizzing over. In the office, we were talking about this earlier. I'd say it was 50-50 of, yeah, I do that. You know when you get a can of a drink, a fizzy drink, whatever it might be, you tap the top of the can before you flip it open. Okay, I do that because I believe that it stops it fizzing over. And I think it does. But apparently, according to the Mail today, it's a bugbear of drinkers the world over. Opening a can only for the beer or drink to fizz everywhere and douse your clothes. Some believe tapping a tin that has been shaken up will stop the overflow. But the strategy, sure to be adopted by festive revelers, says the Mail, does not work, a study found. I don't believe this. I mean, there's certain science that you just have to go poo-poo. But then you read further into the article and it says, actually, the scientists tried it on more than 1,000 cans, tapping away, tap, 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 tap. And those which were tapped lost about the same amount of beer as those which were not. So there you go. Well, I don't know about that. I'm a can tapper. I definitely am. This story from across the pond in the People magazine, the US People magazine. What are you thinking about giving your family for Christmas? How about some Botox gift cards? Yeah, no, I really don't think that this is something that would go down very well in most families. However, take a look to the Kardashians, because Kris Jenner, who is the mom, has partnered with Botox to give out gift cards this holiday season. The annual Kardashian Christmas card will be wrinkle-free. Jenner spoke to People magazine and said, it's a one-stop shop for me. Who doesn't love Botox? I don't, I have to say. I can't imagine getting needles in my skin, to be quite honest. Jenner says she'll definitely be giving one of these Botox gift cards to her mother, who is 85. Mary Jo Campbell. the 85-year-old mom, grandmom of the Kardashian ladies, is going to be getting a Botox gift card for this Christmas. Say what you like about the Kardashian-Jenners, says the People magazine article. They really know their brand. Do they? Really? 85 giving Botox? I don't know about that. I'm glad I'm not on their Christmas list, to be quite honest. Inside the Irish Times today, it's end of the year, so of course we'll be getting a lot of these now in the next week or two. You know, the annual kind of roundups, what we've been doing, what we've been buying, what we've been saying. And they've got today in the Irish Times, what Ireland talked most about on Facebook this year. From the predictable Brexit and the Game of Thrones finale to the less predictable Fortnite World Cup and Lady Gaga at the Oscars. Here is the year in review as to what we were talking about on Facebook. Just a few examples. In May, it was the Game of Thrones finale. In August, it was the Amazon forest fires. In September, electric picnic. In November, most of us were talking about Gay Byrne on Facebook. Of course, we were very sad. And then they go on to Instagram as well. What were the most common hashtags on Instagram this year? You might be a bit surprised by this, because the most common hashtag on Instagram was Irish interiors. It's kind of, I'm surprised. You know, I mean, there's so much news, there's so much kind of pop culture, but people are really interested in a nice bowl and some nice twigs to put in the bowl and some nice interiors, obviously. Also, a good hashtag was Wild Atlantic Way. This pleases us. We like the Wild Atlantic Way. And also love, just love, and also Love Island. And then the accounts that were most followed include Maura Higgins from Love Island, Roy McElroy, Conor McGregor, Dee Devlin, and Sean McLaughlin. We had to figure out who he was. Sean McLaughlin is actually Jacksepticeye. He's a gamer. He's a very famous gamer. He's got about 6 million followers, I think, on Instagram. So that's the things we were talking about on our social media accounts this year. A few of you have been in touch this morning about the funeral director. Text number is 51551. Deirdre says, agree, totally honest programme. Mary says on text, thank you very much, Mary. She says, saw the programme and thought it was just lovely. I don't think I want to be embalmed, though, she says. Yeah, there was a piece that showed that. And I just thought it was incredibly sensitive and actually quite beautiful. Couldn't disagree with you more about the funeral director. Thought it could have been very distressing for anyone bereaved. Too much information. Regards. Well, thank you for the text. But I have to say that coming out of each ad break, actually, you know, there was a note of caution delivered before the programme resumed to say, look, you know, people might find this a little bit sensitive, or they might find it a bit upsetting. So there was a warning there. Mary says on text, totally agree, Maggie. The programme last night was fascinating. What an insight into the whole funeral protocol. Found the embalming mesmerising. Mary, I have to say I was exactly the same. I was kind of edge of the couch holding my breath during it. It was really fascinating. Thank you very much for that. But it would be on player if you want to catch up on the funeral director and David McGowan. Just a wonderful, wonderful man. And we like this story as well from the Irish Examiner, the Christmas cracker jokes. So the best Christmas cracker jokes of 2019. They have the top 10, but obviously there are ones about Donald Trump, about Love Island, and about Colleen Rooney's sleuth saga. You might remember this, of course. But the winning wisecrack was actually, which was penned by a secondary school teacher. This is the British public were asked in a competition what their, you know, to come up with some Christmas cracker jokes. And of course, Christmas cracker jokes, they have to be just kind of rubbish, you know, but also a bit funny and topical. So the TV channel Gold judged these. And this one was the winner. A secondary school teacher, Matt King, wrote this one. Here we go. Why does Donald Trump have his Christmas dinner on a plastic plate? Because he doesn't get on with China. Didn't? Yeah, we like that? No, we don't. This one here. What is Colleen Rooney's favourite game to play over the festive period? Guess who? I mean, that's a pretty obvious one, isn't it? We love a Christmas cracker, but unfortunately, Mommy's not doing Christmas crackers this year for us. We're not allowed to have Christmas crackers, which is actually, there's a very good reason for it. Mommy probably won't appreciate me saying this on the radio, but it's a good idea. So I think that we should maybe mention it. It's because we're going to try and have a sustainable Christmas, as in no Christmas crackers. Because the rubbish that comes with Christmas crackers, you know, you're putting all sorts into the bin, into the recycling bin, all sorts of plastic and papers. Some of them can't be recycled and it's all a bit confusing. And some of the stuff that you get in there goes straight in the bin. However, I must say, I will miss getting the nail clippers The little thing to clean your glasses with, which I got last year, which was unbelievable. Giant paper clips, another one. And of course, the very handy mini screwdriver set. I mean, where am I going to be able to get one of those this year if I'm not getting Christmas crackers? Our text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. Here is your, as promised, Christmas song. A little bit of Jose Feliciano for yous.